Shri Pei Pei's and Shabbos, Chof Aleph Sivan, Hei Tov Shalom, Zion, June 7, 1977, and Tuesday continued.
Is only, according to Rabbanim, for Gute, that they be shall be really karake, so milking the cow is only this Rabbanim, not the Melachet Reis. Not the Melachet Reis. Now, there are some of the Shemir and Magnish dimensions who say that when Chachomim say, Echotzeh, Eini Yelo Mishim Shavuz, so too, Echot Zeh v'Echot Zeh has reference to Echot Shabbos v'Echot Yom Tov, but it has reference to all the melachos, the whole, all the items, the whole list. So everything is only the Rabbah. Everything is only the Rabbah. Why? So according to these Rishayim, so they say that contrary to this price that says Achim is Chayim does not accord with Rabbi Yudeh. And it according to the Rabbanon. So the melee it's only in Shavuos because in this element of the account. In this element of the account. But in final analysis, so the Vishita is the same thing. He says that Echot Zeh V'Echot Zeh Nelushi Shavuos has reference only to Mechavit and Rabbits. Chavit and Rabbits. So, but at the same time, he says that it's in accordance with Rabbi Yudeh. That means according to the Rabbanon. Of Rabbi Yudeh, so Chilim is only Yoseh with Rabbanon. So we have a number of Rishayim who say that Chilim is only Yoseh with Rabbanon. Those Rishayim who say that Eli Alam Shavuos has reference to all the items mentioned, and the Ri who says that Eli Alam Shavuos has reference only to Mechabit and Rabbit, but they say the whole price accords with the view of Rabbi Yudeh. So that means, according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh, so milking a cow is only awesome Rabbanon. But many of the Shem say that milking a cow is awesome rising, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh. Why? So some of the Shem say that the Ramban mentions that behemoth, a balchai is considered the karke. Why is considered the karke? One of Shach, if every balchai is considered the karke, then Chalozi should also involve in Israel of Hishem Raise, even according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh. So the answer is no, not the balchai is considered the karke, only Behemo, because Behemo gets its sustenance, its mizenes, from the karke. So the pshat in the karke mean is not something that is mechuba the karke that grows, but anything that is sustained by the karke. So it's also the karke. But the fish is sustained by my and by my. It's not by the karke. So the mele a chalotzin is certainly not the karke. So this is what the Ramban says, and Tesis in Kalkodu, we learned that I'm given the base, also mentions that chite. But Tesis in Kalkodu rejects the chite. But Tesis mentions it. Then Leima Abidavke Chalozin Shudak Pat Rabban Lavi Bekarke. Avul Bechele Bechayim Bimokshim Bekarke. Zikti Mucha Bidish Pchom Arvin. Do our court so they reject it. Our court of time the rabbi she al finis amon and she mishki the mishki with the karke we got it dober hagotu mamish na karke so we chshive behem in the karke so they is rejected but they is mentioned that chite so that chite you are the chite that they is new I mean before the Ramban anyway so the Arbishen will say that chile vishchai in the reise even according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh that they is on the karke because Behemo is considered the karke. Then there is the Shittes of Shemim, Rabbi Natan, who says that Chilim Vizchayev, even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, that in this shall be the karke, but Chilim Vizchayev underscore of Mimachik, because he flattens out the order of the Behemo when he obtains the milk from the order of the behemoth. So the Mele is Mimachit, the Davin of the behemoth. Now, when we learn Talgodl, so I mentioned that from Rabbi Natan it appears that there is a Meloch of Mimachit even when he's not interested in the smooth surface. Whereas, according to the other Rishayim, when is there a Meloch of Raisa of Mimachit? Only when he's interested in the smooth surface. But Rabbi Natan Shite is even when he's not interested in this food service. Now, Chimine would be let's say, legabe soap that is very soft, so the Tiferes Yisroel, Psiche, the Chashabes. So he mentions a big chiddush that when do we say that using soap is only an Issur Rabbanon, because he's mainly, he produces, he converts salad into liquid, he's mainly, that is only if it's hotter. But when the soap is very soft, so then when you use the soap on your face, on your hands, so then you flatten it out, so then it involves an Issur Deraisa of Mimachi. What's this Issur Mimachi? But that should be told in the machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the other Rishayim, as to whether Chilul Behemo, Chilul Behemo involves a new Ochid Reis of Mimachi Balach. So Rabbi Tam Shiti is that Chilul is Chayev, even the Kol Kavon of Chabude, Chatos, because of Mimachi. Now, the question that is raised by the Rishayim against Rabbi Tam, if he's Chayev Rishayim Mimachi, so how can the Gemara say Daf Kuf Mem Dalet? I discussed it when I learned Pagoda, but I just want to mention it again, briefly. How can the Gemara say in Perik Chopis Daf Kuf Mem Dalet on the base that at the end of the Omet, the fifth line from the end of the Omet, Omar Rav Yudeo Midivre Rabbi Milma, Chilui Bodo Meizli Sechak Deiro, Avoloi Lech Sechakar, Al Mikosoba Mashka Abol Eichel, Eichelu. So, in other words, so the Gemara says that from Shmuel's din, Shmuel says Sechi Godom Eshkol Shlano V'Misechak Deiro, Avol V'Misechakar. So you can take a cluster of grapes, and squeeze it out into a deiro, a pot that has oil. But you cannot take a cluster of grapes and squeeze out the juice into a plate. Why? Because so when you take a cluster of grapes and you squeeze it out into, let's say, into a dough, so the juice of the grapes also has a chalishem echol. So the melee, when you squeeze out the juice from the grapes themselves are clean, and the juice that immediately falls into the food, into the solid food, is also an echo. So you are mapping the echo from an echo. That's not ishi. Masheike, if you squeeze out the juice of grapes into a glass, in a plate, not in the echo, so then you have effect separate. You remove the mashke from the echo. That's ishi. That's it all of ishi. Only difference is dishe, so you are mafrit an echo from tzeles. And here, the tolde of dishe, you are mafrit the mashke from the echo. So the mele, that's also. But tzich and the meshko shalan lovin, misichak deiro, avol yisraka. Omer afkizim, yidim rabbein, minumat, chiri vodo meit, misichak deiro. So when you take the, and when you milk a goat, into a deiro, so the milk that comes directly into the deiro has a chaleishem echo, so then you are mafrit milk from the behemo is an echo, and the milk that falls directly into the deiro is also an echo. You are mafrit an echo from the echo, so it's uchlevifres, so that's not dish. Masheike is a chakar, so then you are mafrit mashke from the behemoth that is an echo. So that's dishe, that's awesome. Now, and that Gemara, Chilul Vodo Meit Misichak Deiro, Avol Misichak Kara, there is a machleket between the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif says that this applies only to Yom Tev, but not to Shabbos. Now it's Amish. And Yom Tev, one is allowed to squeeze out the milk of the goat directly into the Deiro. Why? Because I don't have shchita is muta. So the male, the goat, in its entirety, has a chalishem echo. Because if you want, you can shech the goat and eat it. So the male, the goat has a shem echo. And when he squeezes out the milk of the goat into the deira, so he's mafrit an echo from an echo. So there is no dish. Masheinkin and Shabbos, you can shech it, it's also shchita. So the male, the behemoth cannot be considered as an echo, right? You can't eat it. How can it be considered as an eichel? So when you squeeze out the milk of the goat into the eichel, so true, the milk is an eichel, but the goat itself has a bin of seles, not the eichel. So the male eats us. So the male eats us. This is what the Rif says. The Ramban is chilek, and the Ramban says that when Rav Chita says Mihila Rabbeinu Nilma chilek would make this a chagdira al tzicha korah karo, he has reference even to Shabbos. And as to the remark of the Rif that on Shabbos, since you cannot check the behemoth days, so the mele he doesn't tell shemeicho. So he says he tells shemeicho even though he can check it, because isurehu do revialo. It's only because of the Isa, but it is an Eichel. So the Meile, even on Shabbos, it's Mutar. Anyway, whether it's Oser, whether it's Mutar only on Yom Tov, or it's Mutar also on Shabbos, but we see that there is a difference between Chilek Odomei L'Sichak Deiro and Chilek Odomei L'Sichak Karo. So if the Isa of Chilek, if the Chilek of Chilek L'Sichak Karo would be an Isa of Gishe, then we can understand if it's an Isra of Gishe, the difference between Sechak Deiro and Sechak Karo. But according to Rav Tam, it's an Isra of Memachik, so what difference does it make? The Isra consists of flattening out the order of the behemoth. So even if it doesn't say Sechak Deiro, so what if it's an Eichel? But it's not Gishe. So when we learn Kval Gadol, so I think that I mentioned at that time, that we can very easily answer the Kashim that the Rishayim raised against Rav Tam, that Rav Netam holds that this Gemara he agrees with David. That this Gemara of Chilek for the Mitzvah Sechak Deiro has reference to Yom Tov. So not on Yom Tov there is a halacha of Bichol Nefesh. So Mele and many Rishayim say that not only Miloches that normally apply to an Bichol Nefesh. Let's say like Itzori or Bishul or Rafie, but even a loche that normally does not apply to an eichel, but in the specific situation it does apply to an eichel, so then there is a heter of eichel nefesh. Now, as a matter of fact, all women do it. The Rashbo says in Avidus HaKiddush that on Yom Tov you are allowed to sew up, let's say, the neck of a chicken. And all women do it. That's the shikah of the. So why? Because it's a chomekesh. But tefillah is not the kind of melocha. Tefillah is not the kind of melocha that normally is applied on an echel. Tefillah is normally applied on cloth, on textile, not on an eichel. But if someone does it on an eichel, let's say he sews up, he puts stitches in the neck of a chicken, so then the Rashbo says that the heter of eichel nefesh applies. So the mele, according to that chite, so even mimachik, which normally does not apply to eichli, but where it does apply to eichli, to eichel nefesh, so then there is a heter. So the mele, the Rav Netam can agree with the sheet of the leaf. So the mele, this Gemara from Rav Chisde, Chilek Odomei L'Sichak Deiro, has reference to Yom Tov. So the mele, it's eilach nam, as far as the melocha of mimachik is concerned, so then it shouldn't make any difference between Deiro and Karo. But on Yom Tov there is no Issa of Mimachik. But there is another Issa, an Issa Midrabono, of Tishe, Midrabono, Midraitse no Tishe. Why isn't Midraitse no Tishe called Ram Tam? Because we pass like Rabono for Yude in Tishe of Midrakarke. But Midrabono, there is an Issa of Tishe in Shalom Midrakarke. So maybe Midrabono, it should be also to milk a goat directly into the car and midrabonon, not on the score of memachik. As far as the machik is concerned, since he's doing it with tzirich eichel nefesh, so it's muter, even though memachik is not in the locha that normally applies to eichel. So tefillah certainly normally doesn't apply to eichel, but when it is applied on eichel, So the Rashba says that there is the heter of echol nefesh. So Meile, as far as mimachit is concerned, so it should be muter on yom tef mitzvah misicha karo. But midrabonon on yom tef mitzvah misicha karo. Why? Because midrabonon there is an iser meloche of bishay shaloi gdol karo. And bishay is not muter etzer echol nefesh. Bishay is not muter etzer echol nefesh. There is a machlekes resheni as to whether this aloche of Melisha Be'ilich that Yerushalmi leads the nations, whether it's a din raisa, it's a drosh gemura, or it's an asmachte, or in the Rabbonon, but v'chol hapoches in the Rabbonon, dishe is not hutro litzer echol nefesh. One is not allowed to be dosh tvue, litzer echol nefesh ad yom tef. Just as one is not allowed to be keitzei apeleis, even though he does it for the purpose of using it, so dishe is not mutar litzer echol nefesh. So even the dishe mid rabbonon is not mutar litzer echol nefesh. So the meila litzer karo, which involves a nisa dishe mid rabbonon, is also an yom tev. But litzer hadeiro, it's mutar an yom tev. So the meila, the rabbi tam is not difficult. All right, so these are the nisheli. These are the Rishayim. And then I mentioned last time that the Yireim says that the Yiseah of the Meloche of Chile is a Meloche of Teich. Then the Rashbo, Tachkuf Mendalet, says that the Meloche of Chile is not Yiseah because it is Yiseah in the Karte, but it's Meloche of Beer. According to Rashba. So we have different chickens as to on what score is Chilif Chayim. So there are some Rishayim who say that Chilif is not Chayim altogether because only according to Rabbi Yudah you could be Chayim on the score of Tishe, but since we passed like Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudah in Bishop Milakarke, so Chilif is only lost in Rabbonon. And then there is a Shite that Chilif is Chayim on the score of Tishe. Even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudah, because behavior is considered in the Karke, then there is the Shita of Abnetam, that Chilif is Chayim Chatos on the score of the Machik, and then there is the Shita of the Yireim, that Chilif is Chayim Chatos on the score of Keichin, and then there is the Shita of the Rashbo, Tachuk Mindale, he says that Chilif is Chayim on the score of Beirim, on the score of Beirim. So we have all kinds of Shitas. Hamechabit, now the next thing. Hamechabed v'amerabed. Tein, d'al kol chach mayre, l'have psikreish, sheish yash v'abonis. D'i psikreish, heiche shore l'kamo rabshile l'chatchile, homeid rabshile psikreish l'yomus. V'chivid l'have psikreish, amay mechay v'rbe zachatos, homa v'chir komo l'amune, gam yitziru v'ashoshiyeis, v'dor ha-shem mischab, mutal rab yudem, na'teir, l'av l'achas l'chshemes. Now, teis v'shite, in yume, in Shabbos all over and in Krisis, that's Teisve Shite all over. But Teisve Shite is, and according to Teisve's Kirsen, Pshat, it's a Gemara Mefereshes in you, that even though Rabbi Yudah holds Lo Hashem Yischab Mizoseh, so in Kol Atrei Kolim, Kol Yisurim Shabbatira, Adat and Shabbos, so it's also the Reis. If he knows here, let's say, he will come, he's here not really come, with his hand. So, and he'll tear out to Cyrus, so he'll be high. According to Rabbi Yudah. But by Shabbos, Rabbi Yudah is made the Dovash Nishab is mutar the Raise. True, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yudah, one is not allowed to walk on glass, less still pluck out glass, so that's only the Rabbon. But with the Raise, it's mutar. Why? Now, Kola Terekule, Rabbi Yudah says, Dovash Nishab is also the Raise. Why by Shabbos it's mutar the Raise? Because of the Lachs Machshavos. So according to Teisves, Pshat and Girse, it's Gemara Mefereshes in Yume. Now the Mishnah in Yume says that the Keanim, in order to make it less painful for the King Godlin and Kippur, who had to make so many times Rechitzas Yodayim Beraglayim the Kiyer in cold water, so the Kehanim, Erev and Kippur, they used to warm up water And then Matinu Nisei Chatzeira. And then they put it in the cold water so that the king God shouldn't feel so cold. Kinishitov Itzinos. This is what the Tanakhame says in the Mishnah Yume, Daf Lamed Aleph. Then the Taisa says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ashashi Shel Barzel, Ho Yom Nechamim Merab Yom HaKippurim, because that device wasn't so effective. But, so, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there was a more effective way of reducing the cold of the water to a minimum. And that was by heating rods of iron, Erev Yom Kippur, Ashashir Shel Barzel, Ho Yom Nechamim Erev Yom HaKippurim, and then Umatilu Nisech Tzemen. So then, when they put the rod of iron into the cold water, so Kinishitov Itzinos. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So, in other words, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was mutter to put a heated rod of iron into the cold water, thereby to make it lukewarm. Shouldn't be so freezing cold. So, the Gemara is a kasha value with Tzari. Now, Tzil is makili patich, ma'amelochet. When you take a metal and you heat it first on fire, then you put it in cold water, so that strengthens. That strengthens the metal. So that's melochet. Ma'amelochet. So how were they allowed to do it? So Abai, so Omar Avbibe Shalo Yigi Alitzir. In other words, they heated it to such an extent that it didn't reach. I mean, they heated it not so much. They didn't heat it to an extent that it would attain the level of Tzil. So Abai Omar Afilu Teime Shalo Yigi Alitzir. But then you ask, he strengthens by putting the hot iron. He thereby strengthens the iron, says Mitzari, Dogoshim is Chavmuta. His kavone is not to strengthen the iron. His kavone is to make the heretofore cold water into lukewarm water. So Dogoshim is Chav. Umiyom Rabbi Yochel Atanya Psaolo say, Afil Mokim Shishim Baheres Yokit, Dim Rabbi Yashem Adinom Kol Omali, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Dogoshim is Chav Mosa. So we see that the Buddha holds Dovashim Yishav in his Osset. So the Gemara gives a Teretz, Ha, Nebile Mecholati Rekule, Avon Hoche Tzirud Rabbanim, that's Rashi's Yes. The Gil say, Mot Svonim was, Ha, Nebile Mecholati Rekule, Avon Hoche Tzirud Rabbanim, Veishvuz Vimidosh. So Rashi says, Veishvuz Vimidosh Vigasino. So we just gave us, Ha, Nebile Mecholati Rekule, Avon Hoche Tzirud Rabbanim. So Rashi explains it, when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Dovashim Yishav is also in the Melochet Reise? Masha'im ki Tziru is not Makni Patish in the Reise. Tziru is considered Makni Patish only in the Rabbanon, not in the Reise. So since it involves only Shavuos and Melochet Rabbanon, so Rabbi Yehuda is made the Dovashim Yishav in the Melochet Rabbanon is Mutar Chatzer. So according to Rashi's Pshat, here in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda only holds Dovashim Yishav Mizoseh in Melochet Reise. But in Melochet Rabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda is made to Rabbi Shimon the Dovashim Yishav Mizoseh. So Teisus is Masik and Rashi, and Teisus mentions several Gemoras that indicate that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovashim Yishav Mizoseh even in Melochet Rabbonon. And because of that, so Teisus accepts the Gilse most well. Hanemile becholat erekule. Avrochet tzirud rabbononi. Veishvuz v'midosh. But Teitzres doesn't explain the expression Hanemile becholat erekule the way Rashi does. Rashi explains Hanemile becholat erekule that when does Rabbi say Dovash Mishrav Mizos Ram Shabbos on the Melochet Reis? But according to Teitzres, Hanemile becholat erekule. As a matter of fact, Rashi is not in Geres Hanemile becholat erekule. Because Rashi is here as Hanemile Becholatir. Becholatir, not Becholatir Kol. So in other words, in the Misa the Reis, but in the Misa the Rabbonon, nah. That is what Teisle says, Hanemile Becholatir Kol. That means, when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Dovashim Mishav is Oseh with the Reis? That's in Kolatir Kol, is Yisurim of Kolatir Kol, not Shabbos. Avol hoche, but by Yisur Shabbos. So the machine is having the rice is mutter because of the lachas machshavos. But with Rabbanon the machine is having his osir. So tziruf Rabbanon, not tziruf Rabbanon with the iser, tziruf per se is the Rabbanon. No, the iser of tziruf per se is the lachas rice. But in this case where he's not mischaving with tzarei, so it's only osam the Rabbanon. Because with rice, the machine is having by Shabbos is mutter. By Shabbos. Why? Because it's Aloha of Melachas Mashavis. And then Tesis mentions Aloha Tzilut Rabbanon. So it's only Osam the Rabbanon. Why? Not the Tzilut is Osam the Rabbanon. Tzilut if he's Mishavim is Osam the Raise. But in this case, where is any Mishavim? So Dovashim Mishavim is Mutam Natere by Shabbos. But in the Rabbanon, Dovashim Mishavim is Osam by Shabbos. So in Shavuos, very Shavuos the Midrash, since it's only your Torah should be schabim by Shabbos or Masad Rabbanon, so you should be Midrash. This is how it is here, and then Teisa says that in some story, we say the Firesh, Hanu mile b'chol atir, avol hoche b'lechas machshevet b'imu, tzirut Rabbanu, v'in shvid v'midrash, but even if you are atir, avol hoche b'lechas machshevet b'imu, tzirut Rabbanu, we just gave us avol hoche tzirut Rabbanu, we can still explain it better. Anyway, so according to Teisa's pshat, Teisa's yosef, it's a Gemara in Koreshis that this aloche of Dovashim is Chav Moser, a little bit of Yude, so it's also with the Raisa, a little bit of Yude, that's all we call it a Kulim Suri. But by Shabbos, it's with the Raisa, it's Yude, because it's not in Lechet Mashim. Now, so that's Tesis Shikwe, and according to Tesis Gilse, and Tesis Pshat, it's Gemara in Koreshis. According to Rashis, Gilse and Rashis Pshat, there is no Gemara in Koreshis. But Rashi could still agree with Tesis Gilse. But Meir Hateis. But there are some Rishayim. The Ramban, the Chaim Hei. So it's mashma from the Ramban, the Chaim Hei, that he's chayit haTesis, and he also obviously didn't have the gears of Tesis. He had the gears of Rashi. But and he's chayit haTesis chidush, and he holds the Ramban, the Chaim Hei is chidushim. And the Biri, and now the Gemara, the Psalikei, and also the Sefer HaShlome, these three Rishayim, they say that according to Rabbi Yudai, the Dov Hashem is Chavu, is Oser, and Kol Atir, you know, Yisurim the Raitse, so by Shabbos, too, it's Oser the Raitse. But if they hold, that's not the Chisom of Melachas Machsheves. When is it the Chisom of Melachas Machsheves? Like Hussein, Melachas Mishachay, Kiru, Kepo, Bishocho. So if I, Melachas Machsheves, let's say, if I walk outside on Shabbos, and I have a handkerchief in my pocket, but I didn't know that I had a handkerchief in my pocket. And then I find out that I had a handkerchief in my pocket. Or I had something else in my pocket. I had money in my pocket, and I didn't know. So then, it's certainly not in Lachas Machsheves, it's not Shabbos. Because he didn't know. Mashenkin, when one walks on grass on Shabbos, he is not certain that he's going to pluck out grass. But he knows that he might pluck out grass. So mainly, the element of Yidiyah is present there. So then, it is in Lechet Machsheves. That's the sheet of Tesis is that in order that the element of Yidiyah should be present, he must be certain that he's going to do a Melachet. But when he's not certain, he's in doubt as whether he will plug the grass as by walking or not, so then it's not Lechet Machsheves. But the Ramban and the Moloshim Nimiri, the Tzadikei, the Ashlome, they hold that Yidiyah is not. Anyway, so we have a machlokes Hashem, and Tesis Shite is, and that's not on Tesis Shite, is the Shite of most Hashem. I mean, the Ramban is Shite, and the Nir is Loshin, and the Ashlome are immune. But the most Hashem, the overwhelming majority of Hashem, they hold, they agree with Tesis, that the Yude is made, the Hashem is Chavim by Shabbos, is not Osam Deraisi. Why? Because it's not in Lechem Hashem. So that's Tesis Shite. Now, Tesis is the Kashi. Here we say, Hamecha Beikva Merabitz. So Rebbe Leza says that it's Chaylechat. Chachomim say it's only Osam Rabbanon. It's only Osam Rabbanon. Now the Gemara says according to Rabbi Shimon, so Merabitz certainly, and according to some Rishayim, even Mechabit. So it's Shorafil Chatril. So the question is, so that means that both Rebbe Leza and the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yudai. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutar Lagmrei. There is nothing more than the Rabbanon. So they both agree with Rabbi Yudai the Domashim is having Zotzea. So the question is, why does Rabbi Lezer say that is Chayra Chatos? After all, Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos. The Domashim is having is not on some of the Raisim. So why should it be Chayra Chatos? So what do we say? Here, Lezer is Chayra Chatos because it's a psikreish. It's a psikreish. All right, if it is, so then, why do the Chachamim say that it's only Osir Rabbanon? And then, according to Rav Shimon, it should be Osir. So, we might have said, let's say this guy. Tell me, I'll call Rav Shimon, I'll call Rav Shimon. She asked me for this. The psychrasia, if a show the camera of Shimon Hatrile, or maybe Rav Shimon psychrasia of Yomus. The Hill the Abu psychrasia, a man high over the Hatos, or my friend Gomer and Mune, that the Tsir of Hashashi is the Dovish in the Shabbat with the Rabbin Matere, Lam Nachashis. The Yeshua. The Bohoki, the Rabbeleza Soma, the Havet psychrasia. The Rabbon Sabo Loyal. So what is, so on the surface it appears as if this is the same, there's a Machlekes in its ears. When a person sprinkles water, or he sweeps the floor, we are talking about an earthen floor, the descent, not this, this kind of floor. So whether it's a psychration to be mashmi for me, so it's not a psychration, it's not mistaka, that it should be held in the mitzvahs. I mean, let's see the mitzvahs, let's observe the mitzvahs. Let's observe the mitzvahs. So he said, you hope to get a blazer, so the happy psychration. Rabbon and Sam, you have it. You hold on, ma, for you, the swimming, the shimmy, the shore, the hakhtere. After that, they actually saw Rav Shimon having psychration. So even according to Rav Shimon, the Yosem, the Kolmok, the Masha, Sova, the Rabbono, to have a psychration, he'll catch Shom and Chathile, keeping the time along to Rav Shimon. So in other words, so it's Mashma, the thing, the Gemara is saying two things. First of all, in the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, as to whether it is a psychration, or it's not a psychration, we got it, this mitzies, so we pass like the Chachamim, the mitzies is that it's not a psychration. And then, but the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so even though it's not a psychration, it's also the Rabbono, but since we pass like Rabbi Shimon, even the Rabbono it's muta. Even the Rabbono is muta, but of course that's a difference. That's a difference. Now, so we have to understand what the status mean. The Bohokin get the Rabbeleza Sova the Halle Psychration, the Rabbono Sabo the Rabbono. I don't remember what I mentioned. I probably did mention probably not this year. Maybe I mentioned this year too, I forgot, I don't know. There is a tshuva of Rabbi Greger to the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer happened to be a son-in-law of Rabbi Greger, but he was older than Rabbi Greger. So there is a tshuva of Rabbi Greger in the tshuva's Chassam Sefer. And Rabbi Greger discusses that tshuva. He discusses how is it that no one is makpid, and everybody does it. I mean, even daily Israel do it. They comb their hair, and when they comb their hair, they comb the pelis too. They comb the pelis. It should be osa. It should be achshashis. Not osa, but it should be achshashis to comb the pelis rosh. Why? So, why? Because after all, there is a machlekes between Rashi, Tesvis, and the Rav. Now, we got the pelis as okay, so there is a loche of the Rashi's Ashkos. So only bitar it's osa, but if this brayim came down with the shaver, with the machine, with the shaver, electric shaver, so it's not osa. It's not osa. Only with the tar it's osa. Machine can pierce a rosh. So this is shita is that if somebody will cut off the pierce a rosh with this brayim came down, so we also be chal. But the Rambam shita is not like that. The Rambam shita is that this aloche of Giluach Shiyit V'Ashchos applies to Pei Yisroshi. And the Shulchan Aruch in the second Chelek Yadeh mentions two dates as to whether by Pei Yisroshi is Muter the Misparayim Kintana. So in Mele, the Aruch is no Zechit V'Vum Fasti Sagol Nisek. Why is it not? So Rabbi Kivei explains it on the basis of Psychrasi. I say Rav Dini explained it because the Gemara doesn't spell it out. It's on the basis of Sukkot. It's not so simple that it's on the basis of Sukkot. So, but Rav Dini explains it on the basis. The Gemara says that no zechid even fast is on the basis of Masri. Why? Because Kol Asirei Vehosi Yamin Niminam Dudoi Komechave. So the Pashas Halosh is that the Mitzias is Mishavim to be Meisalim Amidol. But Rav Dvigah says no. Not that the Mitzias is Mishavim. He's not Mishavim. Supposedly he's not Mishavim. So then the Nozer should be allowed to comb his hair. The answer is no. Even if the Mitzias is not Mishavim to tear out hair. But there is a psychation. But psychation we have to say, so according to many Rishayim, it's Muta. According to all of its Mutarim, but many Rishayim who do not go so far as to agree with the Oroch on the Rabbonah level, but on the Reiser level, like Tesis in Suves, he agrees with the Oroch. So in many ways, it should be a psychation of Yichtas Lev. Because after all, he is just interested in making the hair nice. But in straightening out the hair, not in tearing out hair. He's not interested. He's for Yichtas Lev whether he tears out hair or not. So the answer is, he doesn't care whether he tears out hair that is completely attached. But there are certain hair that are medulla. So that is not 100% attached. So he's interested in tearing out that hair because he's annoyed by this kind of hair, even on the dolly. So the male is different. So it's a creation of Yichalei. This is how Rabbi Yehuda explains it. So it's a creation of Yichalei. So the male is also. So it's also, Inozer is not allowed to comb his hair. Why? Because it's a situation. It's a situation of Yichalei. He'll tear out hair. So the male should be also to comb his hair. According to the Rambam Shite, it should be Osa. Because the Rambam Shite is that Peyas HaRosh are only Osa B'Yuluach HaLitah. But according to Teisves, in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdeye, so there is a lot of the Raise to cut off the Peyas HaRosh in Shavu HaLitah. So even if you tear it out with the comb, so you're also higher. So how is one allowed to tear out it? So, Rabbi Yehuda mentions that, as a matter of fact, if one is interested in finding the Kule, so he can find the Kule. So he can find the Kule. But what's the Kule? The Kule is his vexer. In other words, because first there is one machlokes hashem between Teisves and the Rambam. There is one machlokes hashem between Teisves and the Rambam as to whether Peis HaRosh is Mutea or the Misporayim Kinta. So according to the Rambam, it's Mutea. Then there is the Rambam says, Shomanum is Ikneinu. The Rambam says that the Shi of Peis HaRosh is Avodah Zarah. המזור הלא חברות הוא פי איזו שמניחים בצדויים ואינוסנו בחכום עם שיום ושמענו מזקנינו שאינו מניח פוחס מעבוי מסחס. So פי סורוש איזה שיר לראות היא, as long as he leaves for the hair and then cuts off all the others over and above for it, so it's not us. This, the Ramach is ready. The Ramach says it doesn't make a difference how many hair it is, even if it leaves a few hundred hair. So in other words, if he cuts off two hairs out of the piece of Rosh, so it's high, according to Ramach. So the Mele, Andrea says, we can find the hair to comb pace. In other words, it's a basis of flexibility. Number one, maybe the Aloch is like the Rambam, the piece of Rosh, not like basis. The Daloch of Yuashi Yash Hose, so applies to Peis HaRosh too, so you're allowed to cut off all the Peis HaRosh with the Misporayim Kinta. And assuming the Daloch is like this, maybe the Daloch is like the other Rambam, that pays the Rosh Hashir, and certainly when you call, so 40 hair will be left all the time. So the male is not possible. But, after all, there is a need for a Baal Nefesh to be machmir in the Sfeksveike. So Rabbi Kiveiger was disposed to say that in Ochanami, that if we are Chemishish for Sfeksveike, so then we're not allowed to comb Pes Rosh. And Rabbi Kiveiger himself never combed his face. I mean, this is a fact. Because of that. So, he wrote that to the Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer said that he, when he was a young man, so he also refrained from combing the pears. Because of that. But then, one time, he visited his Rebbe, Chosiche Mikune, Rebbe Nosson Adler, Mir and Rabbi. Rebbe Nosson Adler, and he saw, he saw that his Rebbe Nosson Adler was combing his face. So since the time when he saw that Rebbe Nosson Adler would comb his face, so he started to comb his face. So that means it's muta. If Rebbe Nosson Adler did it, so it means it's muta. So what is the heter? But he didn't want to say that Rebbe Nosson Adler did it on the basis of sex. That he didn't want to say. So he's mechadish achilish that even though according to Teisves, so the halacha of Duach Sheyesh Ve'Ashchose doesn't apply to Peyes Rosh, it's only halacha in Peyes Hazaken. But Teilish is muta. Here when you comb, so the Torah only answered a Giluach when you cut it. But here, when you comb the hair, so you pull out your tailage. Tailage does not come within the pastish and risakim. It's a big finish. He doesn't mention any eyes. And he says it only because he saw Rav Nosson Adler do it. Anyway, so I heard from my father. I probably mentioned it. So I heard from my father that there is no kasha how one is allowed to comb pigs. And we don't have to resort to his vexing. Now, so my father mentioned the Reb Chaim and something else. The Rambam says that a nozir is not allowed to remove his hair with a powder. But the Rambam says, suppose he did shave off his hair with the powder. So anyway. The Rambam says in Perikim Lachas Nizirah is Haloch Yudalet. But it's not Haloch Yudalet, it's not Rambam. Haloch Yudveis. Hergir al Reishe, Sam Shemesir es Asar, I powder. Vehesir es Asar, in a lady. Because, as far as the law of Tar Liyadr al Reishe is concerned, true, there is Yalkuse, Liyadr al Reishe, in Rabbi Skola Misir, and he doesn't mean that Kitar, even though the Torah says, but it doesn't mean that the ta, but only when there is a maisi geluach with an instrument, but with the sam not. So every alvesh is sam shemeiser asasa veiser asasa in any kel of pitul mitzvasase shenema gadeu perasareshi. Now the question that is raised against the Rambam, since the Gemara says we rabbi scholam isirin, so there is no aloch of ta. So he should be chayev. So if he knows he cuts off his hair with his tefillin, he's also chayev. So even if he shapes off his hair with the powder, he should also be chayev. So Reb Chaim said that he cannot be either the love of Tal Yad Ravishi when Nozir uses his sam, because when you use his sam, so first you put the sam on the hair, and then the sam stays, let's say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending upon the strength of the powder. But no matter how strong the powder is, the hair will not remove instantaneously. It will take some time. So it will not take 20 minutes, it will take 5 minutes, if it's a very strong powder. But the removal does not take effect the moment you apply the powder on the hair. So the melee is gone. It's like Seif Chamulobe. So it's Grome. So Grome is not Oseh. Grome. Tal Yabra Reche, we are Mar Bekol Amisire. But only when there is a Maitzik, we are Yodayim. But here it's Al Bekol. So why does the Rambam say, Bitul Mitzvah say? So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that Kol Yishiyeh Gadu Peras HaReche implies two things. First, the Yisar HaSeh, the Yisar as far as the Yisar HaSeh is concerned. So it might also have reference to a Maizik Ruach. But then there is a Chiyuv HaSeh. And so even if somebody affects a removal of the hair through a Grome, the essay is nevada. Let's say, suppose someone will take a certain kind of a pill that will result in making him bald. There are such pills. So that if a nozzle will do that, so he'll be able to nevada the essay of Kodesh Yekadu Perasarishi. He's mechuye to maintain a state of Gadir Pera. Now, if he does something whereby this state of Gadir Pera is not maintained, even if he doesn't have the Grome, so he's either that test. So he's either that test. As a matter of fact, we could even say that in regard to the to the Israel, he's even the Israel, but we could say that too. So as far as the essay is concerned, so even while the Grome is either the essay. So the Mele, and the Rambam says, Heavy Ralvesh is Sam Shemizer Sasa. Vehizer Sasa, in a lake, and Pitum is Sasa, Shemema Gadu Perasaris. This Rab Chaim says. Then, there is another Kashi, and the Rambam. That's if he does it with a guy, with his hands. But he cannot use a comb. So we see that the Rambam also explains it on the basis of Tzikreishi, the way Rabbi Kleger does. Mipnei shemaseres en rashi in Shabbos, in Pirin Balakini, also explains it on the basis of Tzikreishi. Mipnei shemaseres es asar vadai, vimoso kemi nerei. So the Chinuch says, mentions the Rambam, he says, v'nideya, im hu meiser es asar vadai, madua nerei. Madua nerei? So it's the Chinuch's kashia egregam. So my father mentioned it that, that the reason is why the Rambam says that when he knows it, he say like the master. So it's awesome. But we must okay in a way because say the master is the same thing as using a sound. Now, so in connection with using a sound, the Rambam says the love is nothing. So the Chaim explains it on the basis of God, because it's a God. But the essay is there. Yes, he's in there. Certainly the Chiyuv HaSeh, and perhaps even the Yisar HaSeh. Even the Yisar HaSeh. But certainly the Chiyuv HaSeh is Nevada. Certainly the Chiyuv HaSeh is Nevada. Gadu Peras HaReishi. So, with a nausea, when the Gemara says that the nausea is not allowed to comb, so it's not on the basis of the love of Tal Yamal Reche, but it's on the basis of the essay of Kodesh Yekadu Peras HaReishi. Why should there be a difference between the essay and the love? So the answer is very simple. Now, we say, as a matter of fact, you'll see, after hearing that, so you can see that this was the longest really of Rav Chaim Galipa. Now, there is a very long tshuva in the Tunis Revolt. Rav Chaim Galipa was not the modern rabbi who just wanted to give it here. He had a shite that it's muta to comb hair on Shabbos. He had a shite. He was one of the Rishayim. And we don't pass like him, because the Shulchan Aruch passed and said, most l'shem, say, even the Shiltes, that it's also to come the Heir on Shabbos. But Reb Chaim Galipe passed that it's mutter to come the Heir on Shabbos. To come the Heir on Shabbos. But it's the more important, it's not the Heir to pass days, but it's the Heir on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim Galipe explained it. Why? The more says, why is it also for another to be Zerei? It's Tshuva Shin Tzadik Dalet, in the Tshuva Srivosh. Shin Tzadik Dalet, the very long Tshuva, to Reb Chaim Galipe. So Reb Chaim Galipe says that why is it also to be Zerei? Why is it not also to be Zerei? Because Kol HaSerei L'Hosei Linnam Yudon Kamchav. So the Rambam explains it on the basis of situation, not that he's mamish becham to tear out of here. But he says the pshute of the Gemara is that he's mamish becham. So the chayach mamish becham by Nozir. Nozir is not allowed to cut his hair, so he has a very long hair. So in Mele, so every Nozir has kabone to remove the Nimam Dom, because otherwise it could be messed up with him. Mashenke, the one who is not a Nozir, and the hook. So a one who is not a Nozir and he doesn't have such long hair, so the male, he is not mischaven to he is not necessarily mischaven to the Mason. No, that's what he said. Alright. So the divorce said to him, first of all, just if you say that the Pshat in the Gemara is Lohos and Imam Yodol, the Mitzias is mischaven. So if he knows the Bintzias mischaven, so the other person also is Bintzias. Bintzias is, he is mischaven. He is mischaven. And then he says, no, the Pshatim is Avolim Seirik is because it's a Psychration. The Rambam says, because it's Meisir, it's a Seyovadai, and it's Rashi in Perik. At the end of Perik Mamatein, he says, it's on the basis of Psychration. So even if Bintzias is not mischaven to tear out the hair, but he's mischaven only to straighten out his hair, but it's a Psychration, so it's considered mischaven. That's not mischaven. But then Reb Chaim Galipe had another time. Now, I just want to mention what my father said. So my father said, here, as far as the love of Tal Yavar al Reishi is concerned, which implies an Issa of Maisi Geluach, so we cannot apply the concept of psikration. What does psikration mean? Let's say, you chop off the head of the tzibur. You need the head as a toy for the charge. And you're not mishaving to deaden the tzibur, to kill the tzibur. So we say psychration is almost impossible. It's an impossibility. So maybe it's considered mishaving. So when you cut off the head of the tzibur, so you do an act which necessarily involves that single act necessarily involves deadening of the tzibur. But when you come, the way a person combs the hair, how does a person comb his hair? Just one single hair. It's a series of acts. How does he comb? Once, second time, third time. It's not one single act. It's a series of acts. And if a person will just take the comb and comb it once, he will not straighten out his hair. He'll just mess up the hair if he'll comb it that way. So when a person combs his hair, so he doesn't perform one single act of combing. It's a series. It's a series of acts. So how many acts are there when a person combs? Let's say 10 times. It can be 8 times too, it can be 50 times too. It all depends what kind of a job the person wants to do when he combs the hair. How particular he is about straightening out the hair. But It's not done with one single act. It's done by means of a series of acts. And so when you comb, let's say, when you comb the hair and there are 10 acts of combing involved. So is the mitzvah that you will tear every time you make a comb, so you tear out the hair? That's an impossibility. You see that it's negative mitzvahs. But what that means is psikreishit. It's psikreishit means that when you comb it in the normal way, let's say 10 times, 15 times, so in one of the companies, so you take out here. It might be in the first act, it might be in the 15th act in the series, it might be in the 14th. But in one of the acts in the series, you take out here. So the melee, the Rambam Shita is that here vis-a-vis the love of Tali Avraham Reishei, we cannot apply the concept of situation. If the Mitzvah had been that every time you call, so you take out here, so every time you make an act of calling, so you take out here, then you could apply the law of situation with Avraham. But the Mitzvah is not like that. And if you go through Shuvah, you'll see that one of the pioneers of Chaim Galipo was, in other words, Yahweh. He knew that you could say that it's also on the basis of situation. All the Rambam says it's on the basis of situation. So he said that it's not Shayach to say situation. Why? Because you don't, every time you come, you don't tear out the hair. Because Vorayim says, let's say if a person will comb all the hair, he will not become bald-headed. So that's a raya that it's not every time you comb, so you tear out the hair. Many times you comb, you don't tear out the hair. Because if the Mitzvah has been that every time a person combs his hair, tears out the hair, so if a person will indulge in combing, so he should become bald-headed. And we see that even those who are misalful bisaron, that's what they write. Even those who are misalful bisaron, and they do a lovely job in combing the hair, and they comb the hair so many times, they don't become bald-headed. So in other words, this is what they mean. These are the means. In other words, here we cannot apply the halacha of psikration. Because when can we apply the halacha of psikration as far as the love is concerned, the ma'isig ulach? The love implies a nisa of ma'isig ulach. Now, Miluach doesn't have to be dafti al dikar. Kohen siren. So even if you do it with the kohen, and even if you are tailish, so you are in there. But let's say a person makes 15 kohenings when kohen is in. 15 kohenings. And let's say in one of the kohenings, so he'll tear out the hair. It might be the 10th time, the 9th time, the 11th time, the 12th time. So suppose he does tear out the hair the 14th time. So when is he in the lab of Tali Avraham Reishei? When is he in the lab of Tali Avraham Reishei? Let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Doshim is Rabbi Yosef Matir. So if he knows, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam will be made that if he knows him, will comb his hair and will tear out two hairs of the high motives. So let's say, so for which act of combing will he be high motives? For that act of coming, the Mitzvah tore out here. So if Lapishmai is Galia, the 14th coming, he tore out here, he'll be Chayim Malkis for the 14th coming. But he'll not be Chayim Malkis for the 13th when he didn't tear out here. He didn't do anything. So Mele, true that there is a situation that in the course, in one of the 15 comings, he has to tear out here. But there is no psikreishe as to the 14th coming. There is no psikreishe. Then it turned out that in the 14th coming he tore out the hair. But there is no psikreishe. And after all, the ma'ase avere of Tali Avraham Reishei, he was in there with the 14th coming. And in the 14th coming there was no psikreishe. There was a psikreishe as to the whole series. So in many ways, it's not trying to say psikreishe. Oh, so why does the Gemara say that it's Osea? The answer is, there is, besides the love of Tali Avraham Reishei, there is an essay of Kodesh Yirkam Peras HaReishei. So that essay, Sabchaim says, in Malbik Rome will be there. So, as far as Rome is concerned, so all the 15 konings can be considered as one act of God. As far as the Maestro Lama Yodayim is concerned, so only that act of combing that resulted in tearing out the hair is the Maestro. But as far as the Grom is concerned, so all the 15 acts of combing together So is one act of Gomer. So Mimele, in vis-a-vis the essay of Kodeshik and the Peras Arishe, so there is a psychration, but vis-a-vis the lab, since it's a psychration in series, so there is no psychration. So this is what my father said. The reason is to why. The reason is to why. Now, so of course, by Shabbos, it's still Osir. Because Midrabonon, Gomer is Osir. The Gemara says, we sasa komolocha asiyu dosa ol komishof. But all the Shein point out that with Rabbonon, Komi is osa. So as far as Komi is concerned, so all the 15 acts of Komi is one act, the whole series. So in regard to Komi, there is a discretion. So with Rabbonon, it's osa. It's osa to come here on Shabbos, with Rabbonon. Rabbonon. Mashein came in regard to Pesach Rosh. So there is no issa of Komi. There is no issa of Komi. There is no issue of Gome there is no issue of Gome to remove the Pesach Rosh, out of Gome. There is no such issue. As a matter of fact, and this is mentioned, that even according to Tesis, that in regard to Pesach Rosh, so you are hired even if you are making for this, for I am Gentile. But suppose somebody who cut off his face or wash through a powder, so it's not possible. Why? Because that's a grome. And even with Rabbanon, there is no Nisar. There is no Nisar of grome. By Shabbos, there is a Nisar of Rabbanon. Even though with Raise, grome is muter, but with Rabbanon it's osir. But by face or wash, there is no Nisar with Rabbanon of grome, even with Rabbanon of grome. So that's the reason as to why it's muter to call the face or wash. Now, this is what my father said. Now we can understand Tesis. Tesis says here, V'yesh lo'ima, v'bohokli, v'rebleza sova d'havet, z'krei, she, v'rabonon sabed lo'yad. Now, so it's unreasonable to assume that there is a machlokes mitzvos. Mitzvos is what it is. Then we should take notice of mitzvos. So obviously, if rebleza says, it's a z'krei, but what kind of restoration is there when you are merabit or mechabit, even mechabit? What kind of restoration when you sweep the floor and we are not talking, we are not dealing with this kind of floor. We are dealing with an earthen floor. So there is a lot of sand. So when we sweep, so then in the course of sweeping, so the cavities that are in the earthen floor become leveled. They become filled up. So you level off the whole floor, or when you sprinkle water here, there, so that removes the dust, the sand, to one place, and that fills up the cavities. So, is that done by one single act? If a person would just take a drop of water, sprinkle, or even a lot of water, would sprinkle, on one spot, will he affect the Hashvoyes Kunes? Of course not. And if someone will take a broom and just with one act, he'll just sweep one act, not the whole series. Will he affect Hashvoyes Kunes? Of course not. So in other words, if you sweep the floor the way the way a person sweeps the floor and he wants to clean the house, so it's a series of acts. It's not one act. It's like only the head and more. It is even a more elaborate job than coming there. So it's done in a series. And every time you move the broom, or every time you sprinkle water on a certain spot, that is a separate act by itself. But when you do it many times, that's 20 times, depending upon the size of the floor, so then you'll affect Hashvoyes Kunes. But suppose he's mashal. So when will we do that bigger? All the time that he makes sweepings and sprinklings? No, only that act of sprinkling or sweeping that results in Hashvoyes Kunes. But the other acts, he doesn't do any mashal there. So mele, so that's the machlekes. So that's the machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham. Not that there's a machlekes in Mitzvahs. The Mitzvah is that Hashvoyes Kunes will ultimately result as an account of the series of acts. But each single act was not a registration. So Rav Lezer holds that each act by itself, so that since, even though each act by itself was not a registration, but since there is a psikration series, so that's a psikration. That's why he's chayev. So then, and the Chachamim say, no, mid-reise psikration means that it is, there is a psikration in single act. But if there is no psikration in single act, there is only psikration in a series, that's not a psikration. But with Rabbonon, even a psikration in a series is considered as Rabbonon. Now, then Teisa says, "V'hod Omar v'hoigne disvir le Rav Shimon shor lechatchile af al gav v'efsheh v'sovar Rav Shimon da v'psikreishe mikol lo ki mashah sovak Rabbonon v'lo yaha v'psikreishe tilkach shor lechatchile kivi v'kain lom ki Rav Shimon." But then there is a deicha. So the Gemara shouldn't say, "V'hoigne disvir le Rav Shimon shor lechatchile." So the Gemara should say. So the Gemara should say two things. First of all, in Alochik Rav Lezer. In Alochik Rav Lezer. Yehid Nedisvir Alochik Rav Shimon Shom Rachel. The Gemara doesn't mention in Alochik Rav Lezer. So it's mashma that the fact that we pass like Rav Shimon, that in itself explains why it's Shom Rachel. That's how it's mashma. All right, you can explain things in that way. That this is what Gemara means. But it's possible to explain it. Now, Reb Chaim says in answering the Kashe and the Rambam from the Gemara, he says that I discussed that Reb Chaim. So he says that the Rambam Shita is like the Doroshim is Chavu, the Tzikreishen Uichteslein is Muta. Certainly, I'm in the Raisa level. He is like Yoh. And even if on the Rabbonu level is not like Or, so it doesn't matter. So that's irrelevant. So the Rambam Shite is certainly on the Raisa level like Or. The Tzikreishen Uichteslein L'chol HaPoches Mid'Raisa is not considered Mischab. But there is one Achdimine between Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah. True Teisves and most Rishonim say that even Rav Yudah who says Domashim Mischab is also Mid'Raisa in Shorisoy. But by Shabbos he's made his foot on the ice because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So when is it not Melechas Machsheves if there is no psikreishe altogether? Let's say when you walk on grass. So it's not Melechas Machsheves because the other one is like it. Masheikin where psikreishe there is. But if psikreishe is lichtes lay, so the element of it is not like it. But according to Rav Shimon, there is a prerequisite of kavanah. So, psikreishe lichtes is considered mischam, psikreishe lichtes lay is not considered mischam. Masheikin. According to Rav Yudah, there is no prerequisite of kavanah, but in kolatere kule in shon isurim is chayav. But by Shabbos he's potter because the element of idea is lacking. So when the element of idea lacking, if there is no psikreishe altogether, when he walk on grass, maybe he will pluck out, maybe he will not pluck out. So he himself is not certain. He himself is not convinced as to whether he'll pluck out or not. So the element of idea is lacking. Masha'im keim wa yom mechater keholim, and you turn over. And you turn over the upper gechol, so it should be at the bottom. And you are mischaving only to be mechaved the upper gechol. You are not mischaving to flail up the fire in the lower gechol, in the bottom gechol. But it happens by itself, and it's loyich this way. So according to Rav Shimon, kavanah is lacking, but according to Rav Yudah, as long as there is a tikkurishe, even though it's a yichpesle, so the melee yidi is there. So the melee chayach to distinguish. Now we have the machlekes. Now both chachomim and Rav Lezer agree with Rav Yudah the dovashim mischav mikolatir kol ischay. But Bashabes is supports buta midraise because of the element of yidi, of the element of yidi. So Rav Lezer says, well, we have a psikreishin in series, so then it's considered melechas machsheves, it's considered mischab, and midraise. And the Chachomim say, well, you may have a psychiatrian series. So with the Reise, it's not considered mischabel. It's not considered mischabel. So the Gemara says, when can one argue void nedisviron kerabshim and shoav lechatchil? That when can one argue like a pleasure that it's considered mischabel only if we assume like a beauty? The dog is mischabel shomisum shelateiro is high. By Shabbos is potter because it's not enough for Shabbos. What does it mean? Element of beauty is like. Element of beauty is like. So then we can argue. So we can say either way. We can say like the Bezer, and we can say like the Chachomim. So the Chachomim say, in as much, even though there is a psychiatry in the whole series, but there is no psychiatry in each single act. In the series. The series consists of 15 different texts, 20 different texts. So the Chachamim say, no, with the Reise it's not considered that there is the element of Shidduch. It's not considered because after all, when he does, every time he does a single act in the series, he's not 100% sure. He knows that in the long run, in the course of all the acts, so he will be mashugolis, but in the course of each single act, in the process of sweeping the floor, in the process of sprinkling water on the floor, so he is not certain that during each single, in the course of each single act, but in the course of the whole process, he said it will take place. So the Chachamim say that even though in the course he knows that in the course of the whole process of sweeping, which consists of a series of acts, he will be mashmi gomenis, but as long as in respect to each single act in the series, there is no certainty as to each single act that it will result in ashwaris gomes, so the element of idea is still lacking in Kom Chachamim. Whereas Kavoda says, no, Kavoda is not necessary. Because Kavoda says, Doshim Nishabim is Chayim Klatekole Shabbos, as far as Kavanah is concerned, so we don't need Kavanah. But by Shabbos we need Yidiyah. Here he has Yidiyah. So he doesn't know, he's not certain in respect to each single act in the series that Ashwaris Gomes will take place. But he's certain, he's beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Ashwaris Gomes will result in the course of the whole process. So the name of the Blazer holds, the element of Yidiyah is present. So it's not necessary to discuss this question whether the element of Yidiyah is present in such a case or not, because according to Rav Shimon, so even the element of Yidiyah is present, but if Kavanah is lacking, so Meile it's considered in this Chavon, it's Muter, and here Kavanah is lacking, because yes, there is Chavon. And the Maisa Aveira will be done only in that single act of sweeping or sprinkling that results in Ashwaris Gomes. But the other acts, they do not result in Ashwaris Gomes. So no Meloche of Binyan will be done. No Meloche of Binyan will be done in the other acts in the series. So the Mele, in order to be Mishave, so there must be a psychration in each single act. So that's why the Gemara says, so even the Chachomim, even Rabbi Lezer would agree that according to Rav Shimon that Kavanah is necessary, so then psychiatry is serious, is not necessary. We could explain the basic difference. Now, this concept of psychiatry in series is mentioned by the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah in Zohar. Now, one of the Gemores that the Oruch mentions as a raya, that psychiatry of Yechusel is Mutter, is the Gemore that Tzadik Tav tzadik alef on the base of mizalfin yayin al gabayishi, that you're allowed to sprinkle, the kehanim were allowed to sprinkle wine under the mizbeach, even though there is a lot of ish tamit kron shriach v'isirbe, and as a result of sprinkling the wine under the mizbeach, the fire of the mizbeach was extinguished, and it's a psikreishe, so still it was muta. Why? Because the psikreishe was muta. So all the rishayim as the kashe, leave the rapshin, the Gemara says, according to rapshin, it's muta, it's dom Hashem Yisrael. So all the rishayim as the kashe, but it's mid rapshin psikreishe, leave the rapshin. So Tesis gives the teretz that it's not a psikreishe, because sometimes the wine fall drops, not on the chol itself, but on the sides. So then it's not a certainty that as a result of sprinkling the wine and the mizbeach, that the fire will be extinguished. But the Rambam Perusha Mishnah, and this is very unusual for the Rambam and the Perusha Mishnah to ask kashas and to do it, but sometimes it does. So here the Rambam raises the same question. The Perusha Mishnah is one. Daftari Kalev. So he says, "Umizalfi yayin al kagoyish, the afalpi shu mechabel oish b'mizbeach shu mitzvas loisase." So it's inspiration. V'vishenem al loisirbe. V'yom ranit v'yom ranit lo gachles mal kagmizbeach v'chovo chaye. Avu idomo shi mischav imuda v'shem oteima b'hechach ispoe. Ki bishor shezirik al yayin al mizbeach. Hier bij ze de herfst, voor ik heb je deel mee de rapsje op zich reis om jongens, dat is de kastje. Daar, zit zo de Rambam gives to the Rutsi. So one teretz, the second teretz is like Tesis teretz. That was that maybe the wine would drop on the side, not on the fire itself. So the mele, there is no psikresh. But then he gives another teretz. Voor ik heb je deel mee de rapsje met jongens, daar is een mischabe de herfst. לפי שמעט מן היין מן המים ועדים להם, מן הדבורים המקרורים, כשזיר כניס אל האיש עדי לו, אין אחד ראיסון, רק איך או איש מולי את איסון, וניצחון, ואית שאפשר שניצריק על קרק המזבח. So they won't be a king. But the first that I see is no. Because not every time, so you think the fire is extinguished. Sometimes on the contrary, the fire overpowers the yayin, the mash. What does it mean? So he says, she dashi mischabe becha, lifishemat na yayin na mayim vadim lehem, min advorim amikrim, vishezir kine Yisrael shandelo, e mechab neison, rakeach oish milayi neison, vineitzchon. So what it means here, it's a psikreishin isiris. That's the first verse of the Rambam. Because over there too, When the kohen sprinkles the wine on the mizbeach, does it mean that every, it's not a single act of sprinkling? It's not that he pours out all the wine with a jet, with one jet. He doesn't do it that way. So he sprinkles it little by little. So it's a series of acts. It's a series of acts. So every time. So when they drop, so first one drop drops down, one drop, maybe 10 drops, maybe 20 drops, but it consists of a series of acts. So every dropping of drops, every dropping of drops, there is no situation with every dropping of drops. Because many times when certain drops of the wine fall on the mizbeach, they do not extinguish. And the age is nitzeach esom, not that this is nitzeach age. But in the course of the sprinkling, in the course of the whole series, so then the fire will be extinguished. But so when we believe in love, we believe in love only with that dropping that extinguishes fire. And there is no discretion vis-à-vis each single act of sprinkling, of dropping wine under Mizbeach. So the male is not situation. His situation is serious. Now, why is the Rambam given another teretz? Apparently, the other teretz he gives because the Rambam It is not a wash nose. That is that perhaps psychration is serious in the psychration. So that's the, so that's why the Rambam gives another teretz. Even according to those, let's say that the Rambam himself had the sheet that the psychration is serious is not the psychration, but he knew that they are regime who hold the psychration is serious is the psychration. So in Mele, he mentions that teretz. He mentions that teretz, that it's not the psychration. But the first teretz is that it's the psychration is serious. Now, it's possible to explain the taste in another way too. It's possible to explain the thesis in another way too. Now, the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon, so he paskins that Merabitz is muter, but kibbutz is also. But it's not mamish situation. What the hell is the merely explain it? Because it's korabut situation. So according to the Rambam, we have to say that only by kibbutz it's korabut situation. But by ribut it's not even korabut situation. That's according to the Rambam. But he says that we should look to the Rambam. So we could say, now Teisa's shitting is that there is an equation between Ribbutz and Kibbutz. Because even though Teisa's does not agree with the shit of the Bahag, that Rodin and Kaim and Tavshin show up to Hatchila applies even to Kibbutz. So, but Teisa says Kibbutz is also, but for a different reason. Not because of Tzikreshe, because Mez is all from Kibbutz, because of Kibbutz Muks. So as far as Ashur and Zumes is concerned, so we see that according to text says there is an equation between the Ribbutz and the Kibbutz. So mainly according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Ribbutz and Kibbutz. There is no equation between the two. So according to the Rambam, Ribbutz, Kibbutz is called most of the time. It does affect Ashur and Zumes, and Ribbutz is not even co-emancipation. But according to Jesus, we could say that there is an equation. So both could be co-emancipation. So Jesus says, the Rebbeleza so about the habit-situation. Because Rebbeleza holds that even when it's not 100%, as long as most of the time it results in Ashwinism, some melee, so it is Moloch. Why? Because the Chachomim hold that the Dinah called Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovashim Nischavim. The Dovashim Nischavim in Kolateri Kulei Nischavim. But in Shabbos he is Poter because in Lachas Pechma Shabbos. The element of Yehuda is lacking. So the Chachomim say that even though, so the Blazer says, since it's only a question of the element of Yudhiyya, so as long as most of the time it results in Ashwari's Gumes, so it's considered. There is Yudhiyya after all, Rov is considered a Biro, even though every Rov is not an absolute Biro, but Al Kadin, Rov is considered a Biro, so if Rov is considered a Biro, Kolateri Kule. The Gabi Kobi Sumish material is not considered as regular Isa. It's considered as a Vadai. Here too, it's considered as a Vadai that it will result in Mloche. Because most of the time, when you sweep the floor, so it results in Ashwari's Gumes. Most of the time, when you sweep water on the floor, so it results in Ashwari's Gumes. And the Chorik say, true, Rob is a Biro. But here, the Mloche's Machshavis implies that there has to be a certainty, Mamish. And since it's only a probability, Rov is only a probability, so the element of Yudhiyya is still lacking. So the Mele, the Gemara says, for him that is really Rav Shimon, so the Mele, the Roshim is having his mutter apart from the element of Yudhiyya. Because Kabone, so certainly, so even from the point of view of the loneliness of Rebbe Lezer, so we can say that according to Rav Shimon, where does Rebbe Lezer say that it's considered Mishavim only a little of Yudhiyya, that there is no requirement of Kavanah. So it's only Yudhiyya. So as long as on the basis of Rov, it must result in Ashwari's Gumes. So the element of Yudhiyya is present. Masha'enke, Rehine, Israeli, Krab Shimen. So we show that people have to.
Shir Pei Gimel and Shabbos, Chof Gimel Sivan Heitov Shalom Zion, June 9th, 1977, on Thursday.
Various shittas here in connection with Mechabit and Rabbits. Now we explained last time in the Pesach. The Pesach says here, the Machlekes between Rezer and Rabbonon is on the question is whether it is a Psikrei Shana. So Rezer says if it's a Psikrei Shana, and Rabbonon says, Chachomim say it's not a Psikrei Shana. It's not a Psikrei Shana. But it's also the Rabbonon because the Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorosh in Mischavim is also Arsami Meile. So without Psikrei Shana, it's also the Rabbonon. Not with the Raisa because Rabbi Yehuda is needed by Shabbos, Dorosh in Mischavim is not also the Raisa, on account of the Halacha of Melechet Machshavah. So in that case it says, so why does Gemara say we need Israel to have Shimon Shaul and Chatchile? Achal Gav the Epshim is Sol Rav Shimon, Mikol Mokim Asha Sova Kabon. So he explained it as follows, that it's not a Machleikis, that's unreasonable, I mean, to say there's a Machleikis in Mitzias. So the Mitzias is what it is. But what is the Mitzias? So first of all, the Mitzias is that the Psikreishe, if there is a Psikreishe, it can only take place in the series, not by a single act. So we saw that there are two Lishines in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Zvochim, that means all the Yayin of the Vish. So the first Losh in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Zvochim is that the Psikreishe in the series is not the Psikreishe, and the second Losh that says that the reason as to why it was Mutar to be Mizal of Yayin of the Vish is because it wasn't the Psikreishe altogether. In other words, it might drop on the place where there is no fire on the place of the Mizbeah. But if it had been a Psikreishe, that it would always drop on the place where there is the Akecholim, so then it would be a Psikreishe, even though there is no Psikreishe with every dropping. So that means the second version, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Zvochim, assumes that a Psikreishe in the series is a Psikreishe. So one way of explaining the thesis is, we explain the thesis in two ways. One way of explaining the thesis is that the machleket between Rav Lezer and Chachomim is on the question is whether Psikreishe in the series is a Psikreishe or not. So Rav Lezer says it is a Psikreishe. And as a result of the whole process of sweeping and sprinkling water, so there will be Ashrei Zgubis. But with each single act in the series of sweeping and sprinkling, there is no Ashrei Zgubis. There is no Psikreishe of Ashrei Zgubis. So the Blazer holds Psikreishe in the series is a Psikreishe, and the Chachomim holds Psikreishe in the series is not a Psikreishe. It's not a Psikreishe. So why does Gemara say you eat it? It's really Rav Shimon Shoach L'Chachile? Because, so what has it to do with Rav Shimon? After all, by Shabbos, everybody is made the Dorosh in Mischavim in Hatir is Mutea. So the answer is, because the Gemara is saying that even Rav Lezer, who says that Psikreishe is here, is a Psikreishe, so that's only because Rav Lezer agrees with Rav Yud. So there is no din of kavonet in Korat HaEkore. And by Shabbos there is no din of kavonet here. But by Shabbos there is a din of Yedir. So the male, as long as there is convinced, there is Yedir, that in the long course, in the course of the whole process, so a Ashrei Zgubis will be affected, so the element of Yedir is present. Masha'im kein, if Rav Lezer, if Rav Lezer had agreed with Rav Shimon, that besides the din of the Yediyah by Shabbos, there is a general din, including Shabbos, of Kavoneh, so must be in each single act. So since there is no Psikreishe in each single act, so only in the course of the whole process, of the whole series, there is a Psikreishe, so even according to Rav Lezer, it wouldn't be considered Psikreishe. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining is, because we see that the Niri mentions that there is such a thing as Korban Psikreishe. What does it mean, Korban Psikreishe? It's if it's not 100%, but most of the time. So it's Korban Psikreishe. So now here, it's not 100%, it's not like Psikreishe Veliyomus, where you chop off the head of a Balchai, so there it's 100% that the Balchai will be dead. Most of the time, there will be Ashrei Zgubis. So it will be Ashrei Zgubis. So it's Korban Psikreishe. Now, the Biri says that according to the Rambam, so Mechabit is not in Korban Psikreishe, but Mechabit is Korban Psikreishe. So it's also the Rabbonon, But Tesis doesn't distinguish between Mechabit and Mechabit as far as Dorosh and Mishav is concerned, as far as Pekreishi is concerned. So it's the same thing. Teitzes in the Dibra Masrul, who in the Kaibur and Kapshim Shalom Hatkhile, so he does distinguish between the rabbits and the Kabbin. On the basis of the fact that Mechabit involves still to Mukze, Hazuzah so from Kenya, but as far as the secretion of Ashwaz Gumez, the Doroshim Mishab in Ashwaz Gumez is concerned, so according to Taisa, there is an equation between Mechabit and Mechabit, but Taisa holds that both is called with secretion. And Taisa does not agree with the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, and he holds that Kohelim's creation is also the Rabbanon. But Teitzves holds that on that point, whether Kohelim's creation is Ipsi creation or not, whether it's Ipsi creation with the Raisa, or it's not Ipsi creation with the Raisa, is the Machloki between Rav Lezer and the Chachomi. So the Rav Lezer says that Kohelim's creation is considered Ipsi creation. Chachomim say Kohelim's creation is no Ipsi creation. Not even with Rabbonim is a concept of secretion. But with Rabbonim it's also because Dovashim Mishavei, Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yudei, the Dovashim Mishavei is in Kovatir Kulo also with Raitse, and Bashabes with Rabbonim. So that's the Machlokes. The Gemara says, Leave the Sphere of the Rav Shimon, so in Shona Lechatchila. In other words, the people are blessed without committing itself. Whether the halacha is like Rav Lezer or the Chachomim on the question as to whether Kohen Psikreishe is Psikreishe or not. But here it's not relevant, because since we pass like Rav Shimon, so even Rav Lezer can agree that Kohen Psikreishe is not Psikreishe. When does Rav Lezer say, why does Rav Lezer say Kohen Psikreishe is Psikreishe? Because Rav Lezer agrees with Rav Yudi. So the Dovah should be Mishab and Kolatel Kol Yishayim. And as far as Kabbalah is concerned, so by Shabbos he should also chay. But by Shabbos he is poter, there is no Yisad Raitze, because of his special aloche of Melachas Machsheves. As Reb Chaim says, Melachas Machsheves implies a din of Yediyah. So the Meir Reb Lezer holds, in view of the fact that Rov is in the Vare of Kolatel Kol and is considered as a Vadai, so here too, as long as most time when a person sweeps the earthen floor, so there is Ashwaris Gumes, even though sometimes, in new times, if there is no Ashwaris Gumes, so it's considered that there is Yediyah. But even it's really Rav Shimon, so even Rav Lezer will be made it, in order to be considered to have Kaponet. So there must be 100%, not 90%, but 100%. And here, by Mechabit Merabit, it's not 100%. It's not 100%. And it's possible that there is a double machlekes, I mean both could be true. That the mitzias is, I mean it seems that al pisvore that if mechabit and merabit is a psikreishe, so it's only a psikreishe in series, and only most of the time, not 100%, I mean it's impossible. It's unreasonable to assume that when you sweep the floor, so it's 100%. It's not 100%, it's only most of the time. So it could be that there is a double machlekes. Maybe, so it would explain the machlekes on the basis of the question of the situation in series is a psikreishe. And we could explain it on the question, machlekes on the question, as to whether calling the psikreishe is a psikreishe. And there could be a double machlekes. I mean, in other words, Rav Lezer says that it is a psikreishe, so he says two things, Rav Lezer. That Korav of Psikreishe is a Psikreishe, and Psikreishe in series is a Psikreishe. And the Chachomim, they say that the Korav of Psikreishe is not a Psikreishe, and a Korav of Psikreishe is not a Psikreishe, and Psikreishe in series is not a Psikreishe. But even in Israeli Krab Shimon, so even Rav Lezer would agree that neither